Hey, it's Randy Miles on the phone with Manta Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And Manta, we're going to talk about balancing or balances, income and expenses. And when I'm thinking about yoga and when you have to kind of balance and be centered, I think that that might be sort of what you're talking about, being centered with your income and expenses.
Yeah, this is a continuation of our financially healthy behavior series, and we want to encourage people to go to moneysmartlife.org or takecontroltuesday.com to get the rest of the series. But yeah, one of the healthy behaviors is balances income and expenses. Let me say this up front. Balances does not mean income equals expenses.
Right.
Okay. In order for you to have a sustainable situation over your lifetime, you've got to consistently have more coming in than you do going out. But there are times in your life when you may take on more expenses, and it's important to balance that. So let's take a look at what balancing is and how it works. Imagine yourself standing on a plank, a large plank that's balanced on a ball, and you're standing there and your job is to maintain your balance. In order to do that, you have to pay attention. You have to be active. You have to do things that make corrections. The same thing when it comes to money. You know, when it comes to money, there's a lot of things that we have to balance. Long-term goals versus short-term goals, needs versus wants, saving for retirement versus spending money now. There's a lot of things that we need to balance. Mm-hmm. So in balancing it is very important, and it's a state of mind and a state of being. But once again, we encourage people to go to moneysmartlife.org for the full blog post. But let's talk about ways you can maximize income and reduce expenses. This will help your balancing act. First of all, to maximize income, you want to find recession-proof side hustles. Number two, you want to stay favorably positioned for a raise at your job. Good people can get a raise even in bad times. So
right. The
other thing you should do is embrace continuous education. Learn marketable skills that are in demand, and then more importantly, stay ahead of the job curve by learning future skills that will be in demand. The next thing that you can do to maximize income is create intellectual property and then monetize it. Monetize your gift. Now, when it comes to reducing expenses, the first thing you can do is take a real hard look at your lifestyle, because that, more than anything else, is determining how you spend money. Where you live and who do you want to live around has a big impact on how much you spend on that. The next thing is debt service. You want to take a close look at debt service and reduce your debt. And finally, energy usage. You know, energy usage is a sustained drain on household resources, but it's a necessity of modern life. So take a look at how you can save energy. And when you do that consistently, that will save you money over time. So once again, those are just some hits, but it's important to try to maintain your balance when it comes to income and expenses. Just don't take on expenses willy-nilly, because that's not going to lead you somewhere good.
Unbalanced for sure. Hey, Manta, make sure that you let everybody know how to find all of our segments again.
Yeah. You know, Randy, we got a network now.
Yes.
You know, we've expanded to where we have a network. First thing you want to go to is Confessions of a Gospel DJ. Then there's TakeControlTuesday.com. There's the MoneySmartLife.org website, the MoneySmartLife.org YouTube channel, which contains 30 Take Control Tuesday animated videos. We encourage people to go there and subscribe. And finally, there's both your and the Money Smart Life Facebook pages.
Man, and I love the bingeable part that you can watch on YouTube. Thank you so much, Manta.
Thank you.